Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about the time of transition. Today, Paul will be talking about the birth. Let's join Paul now as he teaches on the birth.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you to Living Truth Ministries. And today, we're going to continue our talk on the birth of a spiritual vision. We've been talking about different aspects of the spiritual vision and how to get, to achieve, to be successful. Today, we're going to be talking about the birth. We are meditating on the natural birth process and applying it to the birth of a spiritual vision. The stages we have discussed previously were conception, development, travail, and the time of transition. The final stage in the process is the actual birth. The birth is the development of a spiritual vision and has an expected end. Just as in the development of a human embryo, that anticipated end is birth. Your vision finally becomes a reality. Premature birth, delayed birth, can result in death, both in the natural birth process and in the birth of a spiritual vision. Do not move ahead of God and do not lag behind God. Keep right in step with Him during the birth of your vision, and you will be well on your way to your divine destiny. After birth in the natural world, a child needs constant care and is and continues to grow and develop. After the birth of a spiritual vision, that vision will continue to develop, but like a child, you must protect and nourish that vision. Your vision will develop different features and forms, but every feature develops from that basic cell of spiritual life, which is the vision. Let's review the stages of the birth of a vision upon which we have been meditating. We have conception, which occurs during times of intimacy with God. We have development, which requires time and patience. Then we have travail, which is difficulties arising as you near birth. Then we have transition. It is the most difficult time right before the vision is birth. Then you have the birth. The vision becomes a reality. Birth requires change. In the natural world, the child must leave the security of the womb. When you were born again, you had to leave the old life of sin. You had to let Jesus change your thought and your action patterns. Are you ready to receive spiritual vision? Are you willing to experience spiritual travail, birth something new in life? If you are not willing, you had better read a different devotional guide. Once you glimpse the vision of your divine destiny shared in these pages, your life will never again be the same. To give birth to spiritual vision also requires change. It requires courage to step away from the unknown into the known. That brings us to the story of Israel, which begins with a man named Abraham. Stay tuned. We will get into that on the next discussion. This is something we need to think about. We need to concentrate, and we need to let God move in our lives, because every person I hear, God has a spiritual vision for him, and he wants us to step into the unknown and to make it known that we will birth this vision and that we will work for God. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of this devotion. Father, we thank you that you are opening our hearts and that you're opening our minds that we can learn of the vision that you would have for us. Father, I pray that you will teach us and that you will help us and that, Father, that you will open our minds and open our eyes, that, Father, we can have this vision that you want for us, that we can see the things that you see, that we can birth this vision and that we can make it a reality, that you will touch us and help us and strengthen us to go through these different aspects in this vision, that we can come out successfully and that we will make this vision known and let you use it to your glory. Touch us, I pray, and help us, I pray. And Father, touch everybody that is listening. Touch their hearts and touch their minds and make them in tune with you, that they will take time and be alone with you and to get this vision from you, I pray. And Father, we thank you for this because this is for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Material was furnished.